Buddybet, the new online betting platform that puts the social back into betting by letting you bet against your mates. Bring the banter back into betting. Download the Buddybet app now, available on the App Store and Google Play. Gamble responsibly.
Call 1-800-858-858.
A delightful intake of young talent last night in the mid-season draft. Massimo D'Ambrosio is a bomber this morning. Massimo, congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Nah, thank you very much for having me.
How's the day dawned as a league player?
Oh, no. I struggled to sleep last night, but no, I'm just trying to take it all in, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that Essendon have given me. So, yeah, looking forward to getting stuck in.
Put us in the lounge room last night as you're watching the AFL feed.
Yeah, so I had all the family and friends that have kind of supported me along the way, and I thought it's just a special have them with me, to enjoy the moment with me. So, it was very, very special and something I'll never forget.
Did you know that Essendon were going to call you at 3?
Nah, definitely not. Nah. No indication. It was just such a release that, Essendon picked my name. And, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. And, just really looking forward to getting to know all the boys and earning their respect and, getting to work.
What was the cheer like that went up when it was read out?
Oh, no, it was just, it was something I'll never forget. Like, all my family and friends got around me, which was good. And, like I said before, it was just so touching that they were able to share the moment with me. So, very grateful.
So what a fascinating couple of weeks you've had playing for Richmond in the VFL, touring Collingwood, and then picked by Essendon. You've been hunted by the big teams of the competition.
Yeah, it's definitely been something new to me, but I'm so grateful to all the clubs that showed some interest. But just looking forward to getting to Essendon and getting to work. So it's been really good.
Take us a little bit inside the journey, Massimo. When you didn't get drafted at the end of last year, what does that do to you?
Yeah, well, it was I definitely had a bit of a down period kind of after the draft was done. But then I kind of sat down with my coaches. And, figured things out that we're going to do to try and get me into this position. So, we worked really hard together, and I'm just grateful that I had such a great support crew around me that were able to get me to here. So, credit to all those guys that helped me out.
What did you commit to? What level of work have you done?
Oh, I've put in a lot of work, but it's just more, I went back to basics this year. I kind of just went back to enjoying my football and doing all the little things right. That's just something that I wasn't doing last year that I've taken into my game this year. And, it's taken me a long way. So, just grateful to have the support around me.
When did you start to get the feeling that this might be a possibility?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to say. When clubs started calling me, it was kind of just an indication that I was getting a little bit of interest. But, I never really thought of anything like that. I just thought about going out there and having fun when I was playing footy, and everything else kind of took care of itself. So I'm just grateful that I was able to shut everything out and just play football.
How disrupted were these 2 years for you, Massimo, with the restrictions on footy from COVID and the like, at a time where you're trying to hone your chances to be drafted?
Yeah, it definitely was difficult. I think it was difficult for a lot of people, but I think, I kind of maintained all my fitness levels and things like that, and never, I always pushed myself to challenge myself and things like that. But, I think it was a tough period, but, got through it, and, just grateful to be in this position today.
How early does the dream of playing footy go back for you?
Oh, as early as playing under eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've always dreamt of this moment, and it's just, I'm so grateful that this moment has come. So, just grateful for the opportunity that Essendon have given me, and, can't wait to get in there.
How do the coaches describe you? What sort of a player are you?
I think I like to describe myself as being very coachable. I like learning and improving all the time. So, I work closely with my coaches to try, work on my deficiencies, but also make my strengths even better. So, I think, I'm very, very coachable and understanding and a good listener. So it's just something that I always pride myself on.
So timing's everything in life. When you got the injury, it was on the weekend, wasn't it? Did you worry? Did you wonder if that was going to maybe cost you your chance right now?
Oh, definitely, I thought of the worst when it happened. But, I was just very lucky that it wasn't anything serious. And, I'll only be out for a couple of weeks. So
wobbling around there. We'll just see if we can re-establish Massimo D'Ambrosio, who went pick three last night in the mid-season draft. He's a bomber now. So, Massimo, when will you be able to sort of thrust yourself forth for selection?
Oh, yeah, I can't really tell you that. But, I think that's my next goal, kind of just to earn the respect of my teammates first and foremost, and then, yeah, just get to work and kind of, yeah, try to work my way into the side. So, it's definitely something I'm pushing towards, and, I'm looking forward to it.
What does today look like for you?
Yeah, well, today I'm just heading into the club with the welfare guys just to get a tour of the club and all that. And, I'm just looking forward to getting to know all the boys tomorrow. And, it's really, I'm still, very overwhelmed with how this has panned out. So, I'm very grateful.
Massimo, I'm just thinking of first days at new jobs and the like. I'm even thinking back to first day at secondary school. This is going to be a big experience for you.
Oh, definitely. It's just, as I said before, I'm so grateful for this opportunity, and it's just, it didn't come the way I thought it would, but it's just something that I've always dreamt of, and for it to come now, it's just, I'm so grateful that Essendon has given me this opportunity.
Yeah, it'll be a big day. Do you know, do you have any links to anybody at Essendon? Do you know anybody there?
I don't really know many people there, but I think the recruiters when I got interviewed there, so they were really nice, and I'm just looking forward to getting in there and getting to know everyone else. So really looking forward to it.
They haven't told you yet what number you'll be, have they?
No, they haven't actually. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Who'd you barrack for as a kid?
I actually went to the Pies. So,
Mortal enemy.
Yeah. So a bit, I've always gone for the Pies, but I think I have to change over now to the Dons.
The whole family might have to change over, Massimo.
Yeah, I think so.
For all of us who are going to have the pleasure of calling your name, hopefully for years to come, to just give us the exact pronunciation, how you would like us to refer to you.
Massimo D'Ambrosio.
Massimo D'Ambrosio. It's a name we can do plenty with around goal, Massimo. So we wish you all the best, I reckon. What a great day.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's fantastic. Good on you. Massimo D'Ambrosio. He's a bomber. He's on his way. His first day at the club. Oh, gosh, the mind spins a little bit. He's coming to a new environment, being introduced around, thinking about how long you'll be there. I can think of my first day at secondary school, let alone any of the workplaces, but imagine going to the hangar today as you live your footy dream. What a great young fella. And there are excellent stories out of last night. I think it's one of the beauties of it. And we half did this yesterday, but Jai Newcombe, James Peatling, Sam Durham, Matthew Parker, Cooper Sharman, Ryan Gardner, Marlian Pickett, John Noble, Will Snelling. So there's every reason to think that a handful or even more of the players who were taken last night are going to be in action pretty quickly, and they'll be with us for a few years to come. So fingers crossed, Massimo is one of those.
AEG Power Tools goes big this tax time. Like the big value 18-volt 9-piece mega kit. Over 3.5 grand's worth for $1,999. And get a bonus framing nailer kit worth $899. AEG goes big. Available at Bunnings Warehouse. T's and C's apply.